Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the privilege to come back, Lord, for another time of fellowship. Thank you for the abundance of blessings we have received since we arrived at your house today, both in the Sunday school and in the morning service. Because your fountain is inexhaustible, we've come again to add more to all that you have given unto us. We ask their Father that we make all of us both hearers and doers of your word, and not just hearers alone, O God, deceiving our own selves. We pray that, Lord, your Spirit will quicken these words to our hearts. Lord, that they might be lively, and they might achieve your purpose, and might send out, O God, all works of darkness out of our hearts. Let it be, Heavenly Father. Let your word, Lord, give life to every dead soul, dear Father. Let your life heal every sick body, Lord. Let your word give joy to the sorrowful in heart. Let it give strength to the weak, O Father. Let it dispel every darkness, Lord. Let it dissolve every doubt, O God. Let it be, Heavenly Father. Wherever the saints are assembled like manner this afternoon, so evening, we will ask that your presence will be with them. Every sick and afflicted, whether present or far away, may your healing hands touch every one of them. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. While we remain standing, let's turn once again to the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 2, as we read verse 9. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you, and please be seated. With the few minutes we have, let's proceed a little with our going through the seventh church age book. We are in minor church age, and we are also under the conditions of age. That's what we hope to round up. And if there is time, we will enter into the B part of this verse 9 that we read, which speaks about the synagogue of Satan. Or if we cannot enter into that, then we'll take that the next time. Last time, which was on Wednesday, we were trying to brief the things we have spoken about from these conditions of age, and I don't think we even went beyond the review to the place where we stopped. And the last portion we are talking about was the prophet telling us in summary that the cloudy skies and storms of life are no signs of God's disapproval. That things are rough, things are difficult, there is problem here and there, does not show proof that God disapproves the person or does not love the person. He said, neither are bright skies and still waters signs of his love and approval. That everything is also going smoothly and well. Also does not mean that is an endorsement that God loved the person and approved the person. The way our lives are is the way the earth terrain is. God made mountains, he made valleys. That's where that chorus came out. The God of the mountain is also the God of the valley. So sometimes we might have to climb up hill. Sometimes we plane. Sometimes you descend. And everything doesn't go in the same line smoothly like that. That's how this life is. But the prophet said that the love of God is only expressed in the beloved. His love is electric which he had for us before the foundation of the world. Those that he will love, he has loved them before they are born. And just why he loved them, because they are his own children. Those that he did not love, is not because he hated them. It's just because they are not his children. That is summary. They are simply not his children. And he loved his children because there are two people only that populated the earth. That is God and Satan. And that is made plain to us in Matthew 13 of the parable of the wheat and the tares. Jesus telling the people the parable that it's a man and wife that went to sow seed in his field. It was his own field. And say, after he has finished his sowing, the Bible says, why men slept. Then the other guy came and sowed tears among them. And nobody knew what actually had been sown until they both germinated. So before anyone is proving to be a child of God, a child of the devil, it's after you grow. And that's why the prophet said that anyone that dies, baby, we go to heaven. That did not reach the age of uncountability. Because the blood of Jesus Christ atoned for all sins. And because he has not gotten to the age of choice, of knowing good or evil, before he died, it has not been presented to him. He doesn't have the opportunity to say, I believe or I don't believe. And before somebody can be condemned, it has to be presented to the person. And the person will have to give consent that I believe or I don't believe. Somebody to go around that, I don't care what you do. Whether miracles, sign, whatever you do, I want to let you know straight away that I don't believe. And Abraham said that your case is simple. It's because that's your name. That you have just said from your own mouth that you are an unbeliever. And all that we are doing, all that we are saying, all that we are talking about is only for one group. That's the believers. So, we haven't got no problem. Somebody went to the extent of saying, if you want to show that you have, let me bring a child, hands, and put the hand in, and take a glass, cut it off, then you will it. Rather, you need the. It will have put his own there. Why are you bringing a child? You put your own there. You want to kill an innocent child that doesn't know anything? Put your own there. Let's cut it. Then that then time you'll be forced to have it. That is when you will know that God can. That's when you will know that God does miracles. When your hand is off. But when it's another child, that one is a spirit of mock. May the Lord be merciful unto us. God said about Esau and Jacob that before the children were born, having done neither good nor evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. It is not of us, nor of him that willeth honoreth, but it is of God that showeth mercy. So God had decided about every human being before they were conceived in their mother's womb. And everybody just come here to manifest what it's written of them, what God has programmed for their life. And let me say that there is nothing you can do to change that program. Abraham made some statement that were very strong when he was speaking about the overcomer's truth. He said, your fasting, your devotion, your anything, whatever you do, can never earn you that truth. Is given to the overcomers. Our overcomers are even predestinated to overcome. If somebody is not predestinated to overcome, he can never overcome. If we only try, we will not. We will just not be able to overcome. Well, the pastor said it's a grown-up church. So, which I don't think we dispute that. And Brabo said that it is children that you feed with milk. He said, but strong meat goes to the adults. So if we are adults, then we take the strong meat. And these are strong meats of the world. And we have to chew. That's why we say that I say sang, I say yes, yes, yes. To every word, I say yes. Every sang has its meaning. And there is something behind it. They are not composed for fun or for the melody of it. But they are composed by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And it has something behind it to achieve. Amen. No. The portion that was read in the few paragraphs that we went through in God reaching mercy in the morning from paragraph 42 was started to 50-something, 55 or so thereabouts. One of the paragraphs, the prophet was saying that the world saw the world. He said the world saw the world. In that sermon, Abraham said that God has deposited in everybody the portion of the world for their age. So it is that thing that is deposited in the child that when this world of that age is now coming, they have both magnets, they are of the same material. Then that magnet will magnet them together. Then they come together. There is nothing you can do to separate two magnets something together. As a separate is pulling back. And that is in the physical. This is spiritual. No matter acrobatic a person may dance for this art, no matter how far you are in your location to the truth, if you are part of it, something will happen that will bring you close to it, that will make you to come and see it. If you read the scripture, Do you know that half of the people that are ministers to Jesus Christ are maybe the wife of a servant of Herod? The wife of the servant of Herod. She was a believer. You can see that this is the real enemy of Jesus, the arch enemy of Jesus. Somebody Satan is living inside. Yes. Among his staff, a believer is in his house. May the Lord be our help. All right. You know, okay. Let's go ahead. So that we don't just stay in this paragraph. Does he love us? The answer is yes. But how shall we know? We shall know because he says so. That's number one. The word said he loves us. And we've got to believe it. Irrespective of what we see manifest. We have to believe that he loves us. And manifested that he did love us. For he brought us to himself. And gave us $1 billion, and gave us of his spirit, placing us as his sons. These are the proof that he loves us. Material or no material, rough life or smooth life is not included inside. Let me repeat this statement. But how shall we know that he loves us? We shall know because he said so. That's number one. And manifested that he did love us. For he brought us to himself and gave us of his spirit, placing us as sons. That is the proof that he loves us. When you talk of the material things, the people of the world have it more than us. Million times. And the prophet said, if he loves us, and we are convinced that he loves us, Then we also have something to do in etching. See, and how shall I prove my love to him? If he has loved us, then we also have to show him that we also love him. Because love should be reciprocal. As he goes, if a man loves his wife, the wife should love him. I said the other one is possessed of demons. If you show love, love will also flow back. No, okay, don't let me go too much on that. By believing what he said, and by conducting myself with joy amidst the trials that he, in his wisdom, allows to come to pass. We have seen how to show that God loves us. That's what we read earlier. Then how we are to prove to him too that we also love him is that we believe first of all what he said. Because from the other side, he said, how shall we know? Because he says so. From our side, we also prove that we love him by believing what he said. That he loves us. And then by conducting ourselves with joy amidst the trial that he in his wisdom allows to come to pass. Because it is either you are in that mood or you take another position, an expression that God does not love you. You know, somebody have told me that physically before, that God does not love their family. We talk. She didn't change her mind. There was a lady in Port Harcourt. Say God didn't love our family. From the report I read of Tai Solarin, the reason why he stopped going to church and become an atheist or whatsoever. Maybe I think I've had another version also of it, but what I read myself somewhere was that he said when he finished school that they should not post him to a village, and they posted him to a village. He prayed that they should not post him to a village, and they posted him to a village. See small something that he based something. You know, if you are posted to a village today, you can be posted to the city tomorrow. But just that God did not grant what he wanted like that, then he has made his decision, he become an atheist. When he died, they bury him in his pepper farm. And by now, he has known the truth. He's in a place where there's no amendment. He cannot come back and say, now I believe. He is now believing, but it's your late believing. He has believed late. You saw in the scriptures some people that believed late. In the Old Testament, when Jezebel brought to Israel the worship of Baal and the rest of it and wiped out all true worship of Jehovah, and it got to a point Elijah thought that he was the only one. At a point, God told him to call for a showdown. And he sent message to Ahab. Say, gather the people, 400 the prophet of Baal and 450 the prophet of the Groose. Let them meet with there and then gather all Israel also. The encounter was between him and those prophets. Then the children of Israel, they are to be witnesses. They are spectators and witnesses to prove which one is God among these two. And you know the story. He said, how long do you hold between two opinions? If Baal be God, let us abandon the other one we are calling God, and let us all of us wash back, because this nation is built on just one God. So let's all of us worship just one God. If it is Baal, let us all follow Baal. But if it is Jehovah, then you leave Baal and let us. They were looking at him. He said, now this is how we are going to do it. I brought two bullocks here. I'll take one, you take one. You do your altar, while I also do my altar. We are not going to put matches or anything, no fire there. We'll just let it be supernaturally fire with spark and consume the altar. For a person to talk like that and for them to agree that you have well said, Though it is not written clearly, but I'm of the opinion that they have been calling fire. You know, these are demonology something. They have been calling fire, fire has been happening. But this one is based on God's instruction now. So even if fire be answering before, this one fire will not happen. And they don't know anything. Because the motive is to establish who is the true God. And he asked them to do their own first. And they did everything. If you look at the scripture, enchantment and the rest of it, cutting themselves with cutlass and things, blood flow. You see the extent of sincerity and devotion. And they scream until their voice went out. Then at a point he mocked them that you have to scream very well. It's likely he's pursuing. Maybe he's sleeping so that I can be able to wake up. That one all alone, they don't understand that this one is mockery. How do you serve a God that sleeps? How do you serve a God that is running away, running after this person? The kind of God that we have, this is the person that answers billions of people at the same time. And one doesn't affect the other one. As I call him here, they are calling him everywhere in this city, in other country, in other continent, all over the world. And he's answering everybody at once. Like he have the ears he have is billion ears. And the mouth is billion mouths that can answer everybody uninterrupted. When they do all the acrobatic finish, then you say, well, it's already getting evening. Let me also do my own. Say, okay, because in the course of doing your own, maybe you didn't pay attention to me. So somebody may think that I put fire there already. So you go and fetch water and pour it. These are people, they are already tired because they have lost blood in the course of cutting their bodies. But yeah, he give them labor work to do again. Go and pour water, they are hypocrites. They fetch the water and pour it. He say, go and fetch the second time. They go and fetch. He go and fetch the third time, they go and fetch. They must have do like this so that this thing will be draw. Know what they call draw? They say, oh man. There is not going to be no winner in this one. It will be a repeat exam. They didn't even know that this one is acting on those here the Lord. And just move close there. He said, oh God, let it be known that I have done this according to your word. He said that these people's acts may be turned back to you. As he said like that one, he didn't use hand to touch anything. He only speak it. The thing just catch fire. Burn the sacrifice. To the extent that these have been people that are haters of God, that don't want to hear the name of Jehovah at all, immediately they begin to scream out in belief that the Lord is God. The Lord is God. The Lord is God. It didn't end there. Elijah said, this confession and belief is late. He told the people that nobody should escape. Even though they now believe, but this is where they will end their life. He slay all of them. The news is I got of it. Of these people put a little tube. They want to go and see the Titanic that have sunk since 1912. That Titanic, of course, they have been there several times. This time around, we don't know the something they use. It's unfortunate that it's not strong enough. And we don't know whether anybody see anything also. Because according to what we read of the Titanic, that one of them said that even God himself cannot sink this one. And from the time that they took off, it took 3 hours for the thing to sink. And that led to the loss of about 1,502 people that perished there. These are big people all over the world that are there. The who and who. And there they went down. Now they have been going there to go and look at it. I don't know what you want to go and look. What is the... No, Igbo people, they are very funny. They enter into that thing, only 5 of them. A father and his son was there. Then the manager of that company was there. And then 2 other people. They enter and they were going. And this thing is about 2 miles underneath the ocean where they are going. And you see the weight, water is very heavy. The weight of that water makes the thing to implode. You know, explode is the opposite of implode. Yoruba will say, Okpakpo. The thing came together and killed the five people. And they are already calling passenger for the next trip of next year. One seat on that thing they went that perished was $250,000. One seat. And the Titanic itself, if you look at the material they used to make it, before they will say it to not sink, perhaps it might not have sunk, if not because of that statement. They say it's unsinkable. Compare the materials to the material that Noah used to build the ark. This one was made of steel and fiber and things like that. This one was made of gopher wood. And rain fell for 40 years. And the waters was on surface of the water for 150 days. No, 40 days. The rain was falling. For 150 days. The water was still on the, before the water dried. And yet, it did not sink. This one, they say, is unsinkable. Only 3 hours. What's the difference? This one is the work of man, the confidence of man, the boast of man. This one is the word of God. It's not just the materials. It is the instruction behind it. That's what the prophet used to say, that Noah's ark was the word of God. When God said, do this and it is done, that thing is the word of God. And the word of God cannot sink. But this one that is the word of a man, he sank and destroyed the people also. Amen. The things that happen in the scriptures that have proved that God is God all over the ages. By now, there ought not to be a single unbeliever. But because of that, there is serpent seed, people that did not come from God, that is why there will always be unbelievers to the end of the world. Because the things that have happened, you know, denomination they have a chorus that some of them sing, which is scripture anyway. Nibolo tirena. Nibolo tirakara. Nibolo tirena. Nibolo tirakara. Tofi bo elija. Erure ba mi o baba. 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 Nibolo tirena. Nibolo tirakara. To fi bo elija erure ba mi o baba. Where did he get the meat? He's a creator. Things like this happen all over the ages. And yet today we still have unbelievers. Serpent seed. The people that came from Satan, that Satan is their father. Their first father is Satan. The first child that came out of Satan was Cain. And up till now, you see, have children. And we have until the end of the world. Because Jesus gave the parable there, and that when this wheat grow and the tears grow in between, say the servants ask, do we go and gather them? Say, don't do it. Leave them and let them grow together. So in every generation, they have been growing together. Believers and unbelievers. And in this our time, we have them. May God make us believers. Well, I'm just praying that if you ever be a believer, you have been ordained to be a believer. Yeah. Amen. I know thy poverty, but thou art rich. I know thy poverty, but thou art rich. There it is again, the prophet said, seeing walking up and down in the midst of his church, Like a father is looking down upon his family. He is the head of his household. He is the provider. He is the protector. Yet he looks on at their poverty. Oh, how the untutored believer stumbles at this. How can God bear to look upon his own in the time of need and not just stop it, just give in and lavish everything material upon them? Can the child of a governor suffer now? Maybe you just see him at the bus stop calling Okada to carry him somewhere. Man, when each of the children will have security that is guiding them inside, maybe bulletproof vehicles, anywhere they want to go, there's a ready driver. Not to talk of the president. These are earthly people, but what about the heavenly father? He has, but at this time he didn't just lavish it like that on them. He said, I know thy poverty, but thou art rich. Here is where you have to believe again in the love and goodness and wisdom of God. This too is needful. Say, remember, he admonished, take note of for the morrow, what ye shall eat or what ye shall put on. Your father knoweth the things ye have need of. He who clothes the lily and feeds the sparrow shall do much more for you. Amen. These physical things are not the true basic necessities of your life. The physical things, they are not the true basic necessities of your life. God promised to meet our needs, not our wants. If you just begin to say, God, grant me my heart desire, it's fine, but it's not a complete statement. It has to be according to his word. Because if those desires are contrary to his word, and you want it at all costs, it might lead to your destruction. Because the prophet said that God will grant you the desire of your heart, though it be against his will. It's a quote. If you by force say, I want this thing, no matter, this is just what I want, and you use some other scripture to tie God, you told us, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. There are also scriptures. And if they are released to you, that might, it might be for your heart. But the prophet said that a father, no matter how much a child is crying, if you love that child, you won't just give the, say, Daddy, I want this razor, I want to play with it. So you won't give the child the razor. Why? Because he will use it to cut himself. Because he has not grown to the level that he can be able to use a razor. There are things that razor is used for. You know, when one small boy here, maybe I've been looking at the parent the way they used to cut their nails. So he just believed that all that you need is just to take blade and just take it straight. So one day the boy just took the blade and took it straight. So he cut the finger real well. Now there are some activities maybe you don't even do before them, because they will just catch half the understanding, and when they will do it in your absence, it will be something else. Now the prophet said, these physical things are not the true basic necessities of your life. For a man's life consisted not of the things he possesses, but rather seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all material necessities will be added unto you. Amen, amen. All material necessities. No, there are things that all of us like that we don't have. And there are things that most of us want that we don't have. But God promised to meet our needs. What you need today, He will supply it. What you need tomorrow, He will supply it. What you need next tomorrow, He will supply it. That is all. He has been very faithful. Very faithful. In the midst of this ad Nigeria whatsoever, you see some people will see seven children and somehow they are eating. They put on dress. They may not have many change of apparel, but they are dressing. They are eating. Day breaks, night come, another day breaks, night come, and they are surviving. In future, it may be some of those children that will come out very brilliant and shoot out in their family. Look at this best child in Lagos University, Lagos State University, whatsoever. Look at the child now. If you read the story, you will see how she grew up very poor. But now, enjoyment has come. She has been given automatic employment. They have already put down salary. She has not even started the NYC. No. Somebody, deputy governor of Edo State, paid the ticket for her and the parents to come to Edo for dinner. No, they came for dinner. This one want her. This one want her. This one want her. This one want her. And she never knew that she would reach that place in life. And she grew in the midst of very tough situations. Maybe those are the things that God was using to help her to be serious. Most of the people that have more than what they needed, they are never serious. Some of them are not serious. We are aware that there are people that use money to buy results. All these lecturers, there are some of them that you can settle with money. Yes. Is it all the lecturers that are godly? No. There are some of them you settle with money, and any mark you have it. Apart from those that settle the lecturers with body. Despite all the whatever they organize about that one will still be going on only undercover. They will just perfect it. Because where they're supposed to start the matter, they never start it there. If you want those things to stop, you have to first of all deal with the dressing of the people. When a girl will wear a skirt that is like there, come and sit and open herself like before the lecturer. Is the man a wood? Is he filled with the Holy Spirit? When you open the thing and see that this is what you are showing, that they say, you, see me in my office. Is it for explanation of something? He has gotten the message that this shop you open, you want patronage. They never do anything. I just look at them. You are just working on the surface. May God be merciful to us. Now the prophet said, majority of Christians are not worthy. Oh, let me read back. Okay, yeah. He said, the people of God are not material minded. They are Christ minded. They do not seek the treasures that are below. They seek those that are above. We are talking about Christians. And when you talk of Christian means somebody who is Christ-like. And to be Christ-like is to have the Spirit of Christ inside of you. That is a different creature altogether. And it is only that person that you cannot use any material thing to attract. You can't use that one to maneuver them. You can't use money to entice them for anything. There is nothing physical you can ever use to make them to pervert their judgment or anything. Because it's not the value of it. What is the value of, look at some houses they are demolishing recently. Some people will build house up to 5-6 stories. One day caterpillar will just come and bring the thing down. Do you know how much I've spent on that house? Hundreds of millions. And in a few minutes, you just look at it, it's flying flat on the ground. That's the end of that money. This Titanic we are talking about, do you know what it cost at that time? In 1912, it cost $1.5 million. In 1912. Now, if they are going to build that same thing now, it says about $500 billion. Because it's over 100 years. It just went down and stayed there. And life went with it. That is how materials are. You electric something like this will spark in a house within 30 minutes. If they didn't, nobody to quench it, the house is already down. It's inflated. And maybe the house, maybe they use up to about 5 years, depending on the person's money, to build it. All the resources for years, pour it and finish it. When it will come down, it's when the battle of Armageddon is to come here. No, Pastor said was following this Kenny recently. I've been using style to watch this Russia them thing, and you know, Abraham said that it's Russia that will finish America. America does not believe. They just believe that Putin is making. It may not be this Putin that will be there, and it may be the one. But it is still Russia that will level America. But before that happens, the bride has left. We are not here to witness it. But Abraham said that one bomb from Russia has America's name on it. He was speaking that one by the eye of prophecy, because that time it has not yet been manufactured. And they are manufacturing on daily basis. Whether the one they will use gun is being manufactured or not, we don't know. But a bomb is coming there that will level the place. That one of 9/11 was premature. They don't know anything. It's not true, that one. That one is just a little scratch. Osama bin Laden. Now the prophet said, majority of Christians are not worthy. Rather, they are on the poor side. Majority of Christians, they are not worthy, but they are on the poor side. Well, some people will say this morning, we'll have it together at all costs. When you hear somebody talk like that one, he's not a Christian. I don't even know whether he's a seed of God. I had somebody say that some years ago. That, as he was saying it, I know that this one cannot stay in the message. And he just small time and find his level. But when I hear that statement come out from his mouth, this one, that he's talking like this one is not a seed of this message. He doesn't have the revelation of what it takes to be a believer. We read the other time that after God has loved you, he may commit you to death. He may commit you to suffering. And I've said before, let me repeat it again today. I don't care what you acquire. If you acquire anything wrongly, and you now want to come to God, all those things, God will destroy everything. You will come to square one and start all over again. Search the scriptures. Voluntarily, Jacob himself was the one that really everything he labored for all these years. He sent everything ahead to go and give to Esau. He only remained him and his ears when fear still enter inside. Despite all this that he has said, he was still not satisfied. There is still a question mark, that what of if is richer than all this? What of if he did not accept them? Because the message they told him is that your brother is coming to meet you with 400 people. When he hear with 400, how many are they? You remember the tactics he used to use? He started the thing. Bilha, come on. You and your children. You stay in front. Carry this cows, carry this sheep, carry this one. And then go. When you meet Esau, my brother, if greet him, say you are from Jacob. If he say, what are they? Say, they are present that is to send to you. He called in the second concubine. Oh, yeah, follow him with his children. He gathered another son. Oh, yeah, follow. When this one went finished, he called Leah. You know, Leah was the trick the son father-in-law also played him to. But anyhow, is his wife. So, yeah, you follow with your children and this. When he remained him and Rachel, Yoruba has an adage. If fire touch you and your child, you first of all remove the one your body. Say, Rachel, go, follow. And your children, yeah, follow. Carry out this thing. He was left with just himself and his ears. When they all left, then fear still came in. He was not satisfied. He still know that there is a possibility that all these things will not survive. That is why he has to settle it there that day. Say that. This is the trick he has been playing for over 20 years. And this is where this thing has met him. I would don't know how many years you have been playing your own trick. But say, this is the trick I have been playing for this number of years. This is where he led me. With fear and trembling with. Then he settled down there for a night vigil prayer. Because he was serious. That's why the angel came. If he wasn't serious, if he wasn't determined, he wouldn't see anything. He was serious. He was determined that if nothing happens, I'm not crossing this river here. I won't cross. This is where I will stay. He has forgotten about the wife and concubines and children he has sent ahead. Those ones have gone. He doesn't even know what will come of them. Whether they will be destroyed, whether they will be spared, all his resources, whether they will be destroyed. He doesn't know nothing. But this one was after his own life. Because all his sins came back to him. That's why Abraham said that your sin will find you out. You know, this sin have lasted for many years. This is when he was still a single boy. What happened between him and Esau? Now he is married with two wives and two concubines, with plenty of children. And then he heard that the same man is coming to meet him now with 400. He said, this is where life will end today. I'll keep myself here before somebody come and kill me. I'm not crossing this place. He stayed there. He began to pray and began to pray and began to pray. Say, God, is this how we continue in this life? This is something I've started since a small boy. And this is, I'm getting old. And the life is still the same thing. Is this how we run this life? Is this how we end it? Look at all that I've labored so thus far. Where are they now? He was there by himself. When God saw his seriousness, when he saw his determination, he knew that this one is ready. But Abraham said that when you are ready, God know. When you are ready for business, God knows. It's not somebody that way. God knows. It's not a question of let our family or let the... No! It is an individual affair. When he got into business, he saw a man appear to him. Then he began to wrestle with him. Say, you must be somebody. He asked for his name. Say, why are you asking for my name? Say, what is your own name? Say, I'm Jacob. And Jacob means supplanter, a cheat, a deceiver. In all the scriptures, I've not seen anybody that is as clever in that job like Jacob. Nevertheless, before he was formed in his mother's belly, God already said that I love him and I hate the other one. In other words, it was a seed of God, but the outside shell was anointed of Satan to do evil works. But the seed inside was God himself. And that is what led him to that task. That led him to that task. But Abraham said that when he began to see the rickets and ricketers on the street, he said that, is this how my own children will grow up? Will they grow up in the midst of these people? Then he said, what I will do is that one day I will carry them to the mountain. To the Indian mountain, I will go and stay there. Then he answered himself back. He said, but the thing of it is that whether in Indian mountain or in any mountain or anywhere, he said, what the child will become is inside the child. I don't care where you go. Whether you even go to the church of Jesus Christ. Judas was there. And he was manifested fully like Judas. But Abraham said that Satan incarnated inside Judas. While we have the incarnate God, which is Jesus Christ, God on 2 feet, then we also have the incarnate Satan. Satan also on 2 feet. Since the Garden of Eden, when the serpent was incarnated Satan there, until that time, it was operation of demons who are seen in all that have been happening until the time of Judas. This is the time when Satan comes fully into a man again in the person of Judas. Abraham said that is another junction where he came to his head. After that one, he said, this is our generation. It will happen in the person of a pope. That Satan, in his fullness, will enter into the pope that is going to be on the throne when the rapture takes place. All that we are seeing now, they are operation of demons. We write a new Bible. Most of the Bible were perverted to begin with. If not because we have a prophet who have told us that it is that King James Version that is undiluted. That is what has weathered the storm most. That we should owe to that one. If not, you will have been using your money to go and buy debt in the market in the name of Bible. Seeking for salvation. You bring out your money, you buy debt in the name of Bible. Now we already have a deeper life Bible now. Yes, it's already out. Every church wants to have their Bible. And then recently, we had the news or through the whatever that they want to sign some things now about the religion. They want the old religion to be one. That is where you are coming to anyhow. Don't worry yourself. That we know before this time. They are going to issue licenses to preacher. He's coming there. That's why Abraham said that he will get to a time that we will not be able to preach. Because the things that he contained inside that thing, there is none of us that can get cancer certificate here. Yes, we can get, because before you get it, you have to sign that you believe this thing that is written down. And nobody here can sign it. You can sign it. You sign you believe in Trinity. Can anybody here sign it? All those terminals is what contained that you have to assent to. I know that there are people within the message frame, so called, that will sign it, but they belong to the group of hypocrites. People of dual nature. Chameleons. They will enter inside secretly and sign the thing and close their mouth and come out and say that there's a way they went about it that they didn't go. It's a lie. Don't worry. It's gradually we'll get there. We'll get there gradually, and we are closer than ever. The reason why we look at the news is because from these prophecies, it has spoken to us about things that will take place. So when we look here, we try to look at how far are we. SARS. What is the sign of the time of the end? What time are we? Want to find out from the news how far have we gone? We are checking in by the prophecies that is to come to pass in this our time. The churches, they preach about the end time. But they only have about 10% to 15% of what the Bible prophesied that will happen at the end time is what they are talking about. They are very far from what is to happen at this end of time. So they are reading outside of a syllabus of the day. And for somebody to read outside the syllabus, it will fail. There is a syllabus in the Bible for every generation. So there is a syllabus for this our time. If you don't know the syllabus, you will just be going through religious noise and whatever like that. At the end of the day, you will do all your effort, but you will see fail. The reason being that the syllabus you are using is outdated syllabus. It's not the current one. The present truth. Not just truth, but there is the present truth. Before this world will explode, before this world will be destroyed, it has been prophesied that all that we are seeing now that is happening now will happen. When I was still a young boy, I hardly see a naked girl. When I see a young boy. But we grow to see it. But the word have already spoken that that is how it will be since 1933. The prophet has spoken in that this will happen, then 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 the end will come. From 1933. By God's own vision that he showed to him. Seven visions. And they keep happening, keep happening, keep happening, keep happening until we are at the last bus stop now. No matter how much somebody see it, if it's not a seed of God, he will never believe it. But if it's a seed of God, there's not much stress. When he see it, something will tell him that that thing is the truth. Oh, as my time finish, but I've not started. What? I've not started at all. I'm just about to start now. I just finished the background just to start the sermon now. May the Lord be our help. Just give me 3 minutes. Let me round up here. Now the prophet said that majority of Christians are not worthy, rather they are on the poor side. Say it was so in Jesus' day, it was true in Paul's day, and it should be true today. Oh, it is not too true today, for the Laodicea age is one of vast wealth, where often the criterion of spirituality is an abundance of earthly goods. Man, how rich the church is in goods, but how poor in spirit. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It is not material. It is within us. A rich man is rich in God, not in worldly goods. If you see a Christian that is rich, you will see him, he will be rich in good works. That means that something has happened inside. If a Christian has money, and this is how his hand is, his heart is not converted. His heart is not converted. Because if it has been in the days of Lot, and the angel come is talking about the rapture, as he was talking of their exit at that time, that was why the woman now could not make it, because of the wealth that she have here. Her heart was on those things, so she couldn't believe the message of the angel that fire will burn that place. See, after all, I didn't see matches in their hand. Even if there is, they want to take the matches in our own house, how do you buy a whole city? Even if you put matches on one house, you know, at least before that house will burn down, they will put water and quench it. Canal is near things. She turned back on the left shoulder, the scripture said. And she couldn't bring the head back. Because as she turned it, the head just stayed there. It's there. Well, there is the story that Abraham even mentioned that if they break part of that body, it will grow back. God leave it there as an example. Jesus Christ came after hundreds of years. He preached about it, say, remember Lot's wife. He was talking to backsliders. Remember Lot's wife. She has a reason to be disobedient to God's instructions. So the reasons you give today to be disobedient, remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. That is how she also had instructions. But she couldn't keep it. She had a reason. Perhaps genuine reasons why she need to find out whether what these people are saying is the truth or not. Let me just see. If I see smoke, then I know that no, something's already happened. But today, where she is, she's a full believer now, but in a place of torment. May that not be the portion of any of us. Oh, Christ the Spirit, I see your poverty. I see your need. You haven't very much, if anything, to boast of. What you did have has been taken from you. You gladly gave up your possessions in exchange for eternal ones. You are laughed at. You are scorned. You don't have material resources to fall back on. But you are rich in spite of it all. Your security lies in Him who is your shield and exceeding great reward. Your kingdom is yet to come, but it will come, and it will be an everlasting one. Yes, I am mindful of your trials and woes. I know how hard it is to get along, but I will remember all this when I return to claim you as my own, and then I will reward you. Now this is nothing against rich people, because God can save a rich man. Some of God's children are rich, but money can be such a snare, not only to those who have it, but to those who don't have it. It is in both. Because of time, that's why I wouldn't be reading scriptures. I would have read 1 Timothy 16, 17 and 18, and then Ecclesiastes 10, 20. But we just maybe keep it in your heart and read later. Way back there in the first age, James cried out to those who are putting stock in wealthy people, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ with respect of persons. The poor were trying to butter up the rich in order to get help, rather than trusting in God. No matter how rich somebody is, you don't need to become that person's servant automatically. Right, just say, let me come and greet you. What is the purpose of the greeting? The one that is next door to you, never greet. The one that is sick, you never greet. This one is not sick at all. Just say, come and greet. Look, he himself knows why you have come to greet. Don't do it, says James. Don't do it. Money isn't everything. Money isn't the answer. And today it is not the answer either. We have more wealth than we ever had, and yet less is being accomplished spiritually. It is not with money that God works. He moves by His Spirit. And that moving of the Spirit comes only to a life consecrated to the Word. Let us bow our heads. I know thy works. I know that tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. He knows. He knows. He's aware. And definitely, as many as remain faithful to his word, as many as are Christians, as many as are dedicated to him and to his word, he will meet every need. We talk of materials, allergies have them more than we. But Christians, people that really have God's spirit, that have the fear of God, that keep God's instructions, the sources of the money today, they are all corrupt. Just few places, few things you can do to have money now. Most of the things that people you do and have money is with a lot of compromise and telling of lies and cheating or demonic things. Even market people, they will use them, you see them using things to wait around where they put their shop in the morning. Did you have the revelation of what it takes to follow the Lord in all circumstances, whether in the day or in the night, when it's raining and when sun is shining? Did you know what it means to really love the Lord? And did you know, did you believe that he loves you as he has said so in his word? And are you prepared to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not to pursue material things? He that asketh, receiveth. But the one that we ask must ask in faith, must ask with desperation, with determination, with all your heart, with the mind that except God give it to me, I will never leave it. It's only on those conditions that God moves on the scene. May the Lord be our help.
As we bring this service to a close, I wonder if there be anyone that wants to be remembered in prayer. You're signified by the raising up of your hand, leaving your request in your heart. Our Heavenly Father, you are the Almighty God, the one that made the heavens and the earth, the only one that can change the situation. You are the unchanging one, but you have the ability to change situations. You are the one that has bid us to come as whatsoever thing we desire. You promise you will grant unto us. You said whatsoever thing we desire when we ask in prayer, we should believe we have received, and then shall we have it. Master, this answer up after we have heard your word. There is no doubt that requests are in their heart. You are the only one that knows the heart of man. The devil doesn't even know it, because your prophet told us, if you're a Christian, you have something in your heart, if you really say it out, Satan cannot get to it, because he's sealed there by the Holy Ghost. Whatsoever those needs are that cause your children to raise their hand, beating the law of gravity, Father, may you grant unto them in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We have been with the table you set for us for this age since morning when we came in the Sunday school, in the morning stroke afternoon service, this afternoon stroke evening service. We'll be on that table. Father, you have taught us doctrine. You have rebuked us. You have reproved us. You have corrected us. You have instructed us. Oh, Master, all this one bind together Your word says is to enable us to be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. May that be our portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. Take us home safely as you brought us. By whichever means we are going, may your presence direct our paths. Protect us from all dangers, from all evils. In the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, for students. We pray for workers. We pray for businessmen and women. We pray for housewives. We pray for travelers. Those who travel by road or by sea or by air. Father, may your presence, Lord, go with everyone, Lord. Take everyone to their respective destinations. And the purpose of such journeys may be accomplished in holiness, in purity, and righteousness. Bless your children that you have used today, one way or the other. Those that you have used to preach, those that you have used as the officers of the church, those that you have used as the musicians, those that you have used, O God, one way or the other, may you abundantly bless everyone, Lord. On the other side, there is one sister that is in the hospital in Challenge, Sister Sharon. Lord, we commit her into your hands. We are praying that the grace of God will come down upon her and restore her health back unto her in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for Ebenezer also, Oladimeji. May the grace of God come down, touch his body, O God. Remove whatsoever is disturbing that body in the name of Jesus. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Lord, the entire week is in your hands. Our personal studying of your word and consecration, may your blessing be upon it often. Lord, your prophet said the first sin is family altar. The last sin, the night, the same thing. Father, as many perhaps that don't observe this, may you bring conviction to their hearts to see the need of doing it. Those that are doing it, may your grace always be present to bless them. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. The services of the week, Lord, may they be wonderful. May they be glorious. Those who will travel during this week, Father, may you see them through, Lord. May your name be praised for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most holy name, we have prayed with our faith at thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Odile Babaola will be going to Abeokuta on Friday. I'll be traveling to Lagos on Thursday with my wife. Pray for the purpose of the trip to be accomplished in righteousness. Hopefully returning Friday. I pray along with me. Finally, have done the booking for Burkina Faso. That is Ivory Coast. I believe it for Ivory Coast, 27th of July to return on the 7th of August. Just pray along with me that to and fro, that Jehovah will be merciful. And while I'm there too, that whatever is my portion to do there, that God will have his blessing to it. Don't forget, Brother Joshua is see a way. You know, may I ask, how many of us have been praying for him? Can you raise your hand? Yeah, you have increased than what you did that day, but I was expecting 100%. Because the other time we say we should always be doing that. May God help us. Let's listen to the names we gave to, the parents gave to this boy born to the Adegu's family. And they are, thank God, for the first time, for a very long time, I see just two names. Is that not wonderful? Just two names. The first one is Daniel. The second one is T. Tioluanimi. Just two names. Let's clap for that family now. God bless you. Sometimes we carry names up to 20. I don't know. Grandpapa will give name. Grandmama will give name. Uncle will give name. Auntie will give name. Neighbor will give name. Everybody will give name. Adults name, only two, now they survive out of it. May God help us. Praise be to God. And Brother Deku still has written a thanksgiving here. Let me quickly read it. It's not much. Sorry for taking your time. Say appreciation and thanksgiving. He said, we appreciate the name of God for his grace upon our life by giving us a baby boy in the family. He said, we also appreciate the pastor, associate pastor, and the officer, associate, the pastor and associate ministers and officers and the entire members of Christ's Bride Tabernacle. And for your support, prayer, gift, and visits to the baby. We say, thank you all, and God bless you all. Thanks, and God bless you all. This is from brother and sister Caleb Adegu. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Till we meet again on Wednesday. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit abide with us now and forevermore. Shall we rise up? Let's just see this chorus as we dismiss. If I come to him now, we go, we start us again. God bless you. Thank you for coming to church. May the blessings you receive today, may they be permanent in your life. Oh Lord, I am very, very grateful for all you have done for me. Oh Lord, I am very, thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord, I am very grateful. Oh, you are done for me. Oh Lord, I am very grateful.
We say, thank you, Jesus. We have our Father that will never fail us. We have our Father that we never fail. Jesus is our Father, and we never fail. Rock of ages, we never fail. Oh Lord, we are very, very great. Thank you, Jesus. serve it this way. Oh, I never knew he would answer me this way. Oh, I never knew he would answer me this way. Answer me